claims Aaron Abood from George Washington. You speak about Google wanting to free knowledge and information, but I seem to see a very blatant contradiction.
Good.
In that the current war they're having with Microsoft and others over patents that are further restricting innovation, and as a computer science major myself, it's even trickling down even to my level where you're restricted in the types of things you can do because algorithms are being patented, ideas are being patented. And if Google's so interested in freedom of knowledge and information, I would like to see them more as an advocate for reform for the intellectual property law that many in the industry have been calling for.
Is that a question or a statement, or do you have a...
I was just wondering how you felt.
Well, I think what you have to remember is that Google is not a nonprofit institution. Google is a business, and the founders of that business are interested in organizing all the world's information and making it universally accessible, but they're also interested in protecting and building on the knowledge that they generate through the technologists and others they've hired through patents and in other ways, so that if others use that technology, they would have to pay for the right to do so. The number one reason Sergey Brin and Larry Page operate this company in this fashion is not because they want to become fabulously wealthy. These two guys wanted to stay in school. I mean, the reason they went out at Stanford and started Google as a business is because nobody would give them a dime for their idea of a better search engine, which they'd already built at Stanford, because everyone told them search doesn't matter. It's a good lesson for all of us to remember. Michael Jordan got cut from his ninth grade high school basketball team, okay? So, and then he didn't do too badly after that. And the Google guys were told by everybody in the world that search doesn't matter. And so they went out on their own at the suggestion of another person at Stanford to begin to try to develop a business. The reason they want the business to churn out profits is so that they can reinvest in the future of the business. Because organizing all the world's information and making it accessible requires having a lot of people in a lot of places and a lot of computing and intellectual horsepower globally, and that takes a lot of money, and it's got to sustain itself. So that's why they do what they do and the way they do it. These guys have a 20-year time horizon. They're a little unusual. They're not quite so interested in only in today and tomorrow, but they really are thinking long term. At the same time, it's a business, and so we have to remember that part of what part of the decision-making process at Google certainly is influenced by wanting to derive the full benefit of what they've invested in, and that includes knowledge. And I think that people at Google have a lot of ideas about the need for reform. But I think they would share your point of view that the patent laws and the patent process needs reforming. And I know that's one of the issues they're actually working on themselves.